From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We've all come a very long way in the process of peacemaking and national reconciliation. We're very conscious of the many people who have suffered. We owe it to them to build the best future possible.
Those pictures of Ian Paisley and Gerry Adams will resonate around the world, a graphic manifestation of the power of politics over bigotry, bitterness, and horror.
I'm not going to stand here and tell you that David Hicks is on par with Osama bin Laden. I mean, that would be ridiculous. But certainly his conduct violates the laws of armed conflict, and he's accountable for that.
I don't think the Attorney General's statement that he was not involved in any discussions about U.S. attorney removals is accurate. I remember discussing with him this process of asking certain U.S. attorneys to resign, and I believe that he was present at the meeting on November 27th.
So he was involved in discussions, contrary to the statement he made at his news conference on March 13th.
I believe, yes, sir.
The president has said he'll veto any legislation that includes a surrender date and which substitutes the judgment of politicians in Washington for the judgment of commanders in the field.
When the president says he wants to veto this bill, he says, I am vetoing accountability, accountability of my own administration and of the Iraqi government.
We need to focus all our bilateral efforts during this phase on the resolution of this issue. We will therefore be imposing a freeze on all other official bilateral business with Iran till this situation is resolved.
We had hoped to see their immediate release. This has not happened. It is now time to ratchet up the diplomatic and international pressure in order to make sure that the Iranian government understands their total isolation on this issue.
The Iranians must give back the hostages. They're innocent. They were doing nothing wrong. And they were summarily plucked out of water. And it is, as I say, it's inexcusable behavior.